Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in the wonderful name, above every name, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father, this One who came so many years ago, and His birth was announced by the angels, who brought glad tidings of great joy that the Savior was born, the Savior of all men, whoever would receive Him. Praise God. And this week I've been sharing a simple message, but very profound in significance, about what we can offer to the Lord as our Christmas gifts. And I saw a parallel in the gifts that the wise men brought. They traveled from a far country, just as we have been brought from a far country, translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And gold, I suggested to you, represents our salvation, the quality of our spiritual stand or position in God. It is also an example of our faith that's tried in the fire. It is, if you will, a life that is wholly, purely, and completely surrendered to the Lord. And the gift of frankincense, there are many clear and positive references in Scripture as being our prayer and praise to the Lord. And on today's broadcast, I'd like for us to look at the final gift the wise men brought, and that is the gift of myrrh. And I would like to suggest to you that myrrh represents for believers today, for us, and symbolizes anointed acts of service for the Lord. So let's take a little bit of time and look at what myrrh is. Well, myrrh is a general term for fragrant gums or resins from various trees and shrubs, most frequently the rock rose and the ladanum. It is used in perfumes and medicines. It's got a sharp, distinctive, but sweet smell and bitter taste, and it was regarded very highly by ancient peoples. And in Scripture, as I looked through the Word, I found five specific uses of myrrh that I'd like to share with you. One is that it was used for the anointing oil. Exodus the 30th chapter, verse 23 says, "Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus 250 shekels, and of cassia 500 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive oil and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil." And so myrrh was one of the ingredients used in the oil of holy ointment. And I suggest to you that refers to the anointing, the presence of the Holy Ghost. What can we say about this anointing oil, this myrrh? Well, first of all, it comes from God. 2 Corinthians 1:21 says, "Now He which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God." And the wonderful thing about God's gifts, they're without repentance. He gives gifts. He doesn't take them back. That anointing abides in you. The anointing abides, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, abides in saints. 1 John 2:27 says, "But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth, lives, stays in you." And not only that, that anointing, His presence, guides us into all truth. 1 John 2:2 says, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." Hallelujah. The word makes references that those who have the anointing, God promises to deliver. Psalm 20:6 says, "Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." And in Psalm 39:20, the word says, "I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him." So one of the uses of myrrh was in anointing, the anointing oil. Also, we see in Scripture a second use of myrrh, and that was for cleansing. It was an ingredient used for ceremonial cleansing. Let me share with you from the book of Esther, the 2nd chapter, verse 12. "Now when every maid's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women." So myrrh was one of the substances used for the purification of women before they went to see the king. Now, we know that we have been washed from our sins. 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin." And John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So praise God, the myrrh, God's holy myrrh, is used to cleanse us, his word, his spirit. And why have we been cleansed? Well, so one of the acts of anointed service we may offer unto the Lord is to proclaim forgiveness of sins. Luke 24:47 says, and this is not just for preachers, not just for TV evangelists or radio broadcasters, and that is, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Every disciple, every believer is an able minister of the gospel of reconciliation. And why have we been given this charge? That we might say to those who are lost and undone without Jesus, for those who have been backslidden, walking in their own ways, their own lusts. As the Apostle James says in James 4:8-10, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." Praise God. So, what have we seen so far? Myrrh is used in the anointing oil. It is used for ceremonial cleansing. And also, we understand from Scripture that myrrh is an ingredient of perfume. Psalm 45:8, speaking of the garments of the Lord, "All thy garments smell of myrrh, and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad." There's also a reference in Proverbs 7:17. I won't take time to read it, but it refers to the seduction of a lewd woman who says, "I've perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon." So there we can see actual references. Also in the Song of Solomon about the actual literal use of myrrh as a perfume. And we know in the New Testament, what does 2 Corinthians 2:15 say? It says, we are, you and I, brother and sister, are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, a sweet perfume. Ephesians 5:2 says, he exhorts us, "Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor." Galatians 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Praise God. There's also a passage I'd like to share with you out of the Song of Solomon, referring to our service. This is the Lord speaking in the Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, camphor with spikenard. Spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved, let's let Jesus come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we see myrrh was used, a third use of myrrh in Scripture as perfume. Also now, there's another use I'd like to share with you, and it's used for embalming because of its preservative effect. John 19, 39 and 40 speaks of the body of Jesus wrapped in linen cloths with spices of myrrh and aloes. And so what reference or significance can we see in that? Well, the Holy Spirit is our preservative. Jesus was sealed with the Holy Spirit, as we are also. 2 Corinthians 1 and 22, and this is speaking of the Lord, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And Ephesians 1 and 13 says, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 4 and 20 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And Jude begins his epistle, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Oh, beloved, we are as salt. We're as a preservative. We're as myrrh, if you will, to our generation. The Holy Spirit we have is a preservative, not for death, but for life. Praise God. Well, there's a final purpose, a medicinal purpose I'd like to share with you, and we'll have to just carry that over until next week, and I hope you'll be able to be with me at the same time. God bless you, beloved. I wish you all the joys of this holy season as you celebrate with friends and family, and even if you may be all alone at this time, the Lord is present with you, and we're part of a larger, bigger family. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. I encourage and invite you to write. The announcer will give our mailing address. Thank you for all that you do. Until tomorrow, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,